What a wonderful and glorious day it is today when we celebrate the Nativity, the birthday of our Most Holy Mother, Mary Immaculate, Mother of God, Mother of our Savior Jesus Christ, Mother of the Church, and Mother of all the children of the Church. What a wondrous thing must have been for the whole world and for all of heaven that the time arrived for the conception and the birth of she who would be the Mother of God. Through her would come salvation to mankind. And this, of course, is beyond our comprehension, beyond our understanding. There is not enough good that we can say. There is not enough joy that we can express. We could jump like the stags in the mountains and the sheep in the fields, and yet it would not be enough. And so today we are so happy to celebrate this wonderful feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. After the Nativity of Christ, to whom she gave birth, this is the most important Nativity, the most important feast of any Nativity in the whole of the history of mankind. And of course, the Blessed Mother is born of the very, very holy couple, Saints Joachim and Anne, who were very old and had been saddened that they had no children. In Israel, that was considered a horrible curse. It should be today too, but many people do everything to avoid having children. And that is horrible, that is unnatural, it is demonic. But in those days, when the world was still of God and for God, it was considered a curse. What have they done? People would laugh and make fun of them. What have you done that God has cursed you so? Well, they were probably close to 70 or over 70 when the angel of the Lord appeared to St. Anne and told her that she would be the mother of a beautiful girl who would be the mother of the Messiah. They knew it was secret, and secret they kept it. They even kept the secret from each other. But at the same time, St. Joachim, who was of the priestly caste, was on retreat in the desert and on an oasis. And of course, the church is an oasis in the midst of the desert of the world, of the sinfulness of the world, of the evil of the world. The church is an oasis of grace and holiness. So how appropriate that was. The same archangel, St. Gabriel, who appeared to Anne and to who would appear to the Blessed Mother in Nazareth, appears to St. Joachim and tells him the same thing. He says, you must hurry back to your wife, Anna, and you will come together and you will conceive a child who will be immaculate from her conception. There will be no sin, no relation with sin. She will not be ever under the power of Satan, as all men are. And so she will be conceived of your love and of your holy marriage, and then she will be born the Immaculate Conception. Of course, the readings of today, the first reading speaks about the Blessed Mother being in the mind of God from all eternity. She was there when he created the universe. She who is the queen of the universe. And everything else, it goes step by step, which you hopefully have read on your own, or will. And the Gospel, of course, is the genealogy of Christ through Mary. And of course, it's always referred to Joseph because he is the male of the family and he has the rights. But it is a genealogy of Mary. So today we give thanks to God for this wonderful event, for the birth of the most holy and immaculate Mother of God, Mary, our Mother. And we beseech her with all our strength and might to make us holy, to help us to achieve heaven, to help the church in these horrible times in which we live, and to grant us to be holy all the days of our life, and to have a holy death. And we implore the intercession of our two new saints, Saint Pier Giorgio Frassati and Saint Carlo Acutis, to God and to the Blessed Mother to help us in all our needs and necessities. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.